Hey, it's Mike from The Cut Music. Wanted to let you know that today's episode is being brought to you by Skillshare.com. It is the holiday season, and maybe you have a creative in your life. Maybe you are the creative. Head over to Skillshare.com and take one of their thousands of courses ranging from animation, creative writing, fine art, graphic design, marketing, freelance entrepreneurship, anything you can imagine as long as it's in the creative realm. Well, this is the place for creatives. They're going to have something for you, and we got you covered. Check the link in the description and use the promo code to help support this channel. We really appreciate it. Now, let's get the show started. On this week's episode of The Cut.
Where would you put the comma in, I need to help my Uncle Jack off a horse?
Probably wherever the towel is.
Leave the condom by the towel.
Oh, you said comma.
We are your hosts, Mike and
the Moosh,
and Brad.
And Brad.
Yeah, it's more chaotic when we don't have a recording and we just kind of make it up on the spot.
I'm glad we haven't done a recording. We just do it live every time.
Yeah.
But handles.
Love handles.
Yeah. Love handles. Gotta love handles. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. Love handles. All right. Anyway, as always, reach out to our love handles on Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter at TheCutMusic1. And for everything else, TheCutMusic.com. And don't forget, go snag yourself some Mental Health is Mental Health merch or some regular The Cut merch. And you can find all of that at TheCutMusic.com/shop. But all merchandise that's categorized Mental Health is Mental Health, all proceeds from that, yep, go straight to benefit those that are struggling with mental health challenges. Now, we usually start these episodes off by bullshitting, but nothing's happened.
No, we didn't give ourselves enough time in between to have something to bullshit about.
I know. Something happened to you?
I was going to say,
maybe
so.
Someone.
No, I was going to say
I cleaned
today,
my room.
Today was a day I had the day off, and I was going to, you know, clean my house like I normally do on my day off of the week.
Uh-huh.
And then I got called into work.
Boo.
So I went to work. And then I came home and I was like, I went to work. Now I don't have to clean my house. And then my wife was like, this house is still a fucking mess. We got to do something about it. And I was like, you're right. And so I spent the past, 3 hours cleaning and listening to different music, vacuuming and doing laundry.
Well,
this is really exciting, but golly, did I do some housework.
Get a wife, they said. She'll clean the house, they said.
No, she'll make sure you clean the house. I think there's...
clean the house. Okay. All right, now that makes sense.
Yeah.
Actually, I did do something today. My wife. She's a dog lover. We're both dog lovers. Not really too big of a fan of cats. Not our thing. But we went to this dog shelter event. And I came across a band that was performing there, like of all places. And it was a metal band. And I just want to shout these guys out. They have one song on Spotify, but they've played at the Whiskey and tour all over the Central Valley. And they're called Aware. So, you know, go look them up. I haven't listened to them yet. I only saw them perform live, but they were good. Anyway, let's get to what we're doing today. Today, we thought we would just put a mix of random songs together.
So I'm gonna be honest. I misread that. Message.
What?
I didn't know that's what we were doing tonight. Yeah. Well, so we're calling it mixtape.
Mixtape.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I have a very specific definition of what a mixtape means to me.
The fuck?
And so I chose songs that would, if I'm making a mixtape for somebody, it's usually when I've done this in the past, it's been like when you're in that gray area with like your significant other where you're not quite broken up, but you're breaking up, or maybe you're on a break, or a Ross Rachel situation, and no one really knows. We were on a break.
Oh my God! Wait, didn't Matt LeBlanc just die?
LeBlanc? He's alive. Matthew Perry passed away.
Oh yeah. Sorry, I don't watch fucking Friends.
Mm.
Yeah.
If it was Seinfeld, I'd know better.
I was like, what happened to LeBlanc? I was like, they're dropping like flies.
God damn it. Yeah. I don't know.
Anyway, so I chose.
You chose wrong. Is what I'm hearing.
Right.
Okay, perfect. Well, that's par for the course.
Yeah. So, I had a very specific idea of what a mixtape meant to me. So I chose songs.
God damn it.
That kind of I would put on a mixtape to either signify that kind of gray area of breaking up, but I want you back. I still love you, but I want you and I missed you, but maybe this is the end. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like a purgatory of a relationship.
A fucking purgatory of a relationship. You have a specifically incorrect definition for
what... when I make a mixtape, back when mixtapes were a thing, it was like, hey, these songs kick ass, check them out.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what we're supposed to do. This is supposed to be like back to the time where you'd sit next to the radio, right, and with your tape and get ready to hit record.
And I mean,
at the right moment.
Don't get me wrong, I have, hold on.
Oh, for fuck's sake, what is he, the hell is he
I
doing?
Mean, I've had 99 problems, but you know, that's not one.
Yeah, see the flames? This is a CD case. Children, if you don't know what CDs are, they're compact discs. And what they used to use in the 90s and early 2000s. The mixtape, man. I don't have any tapes anymore. Well, I got rid of all my tapes. They didn't make it in the move when I moved.
But
a mixtape, mix CD. I have this old case full of compilation CDs that I burned for people, or CDs that were burned for me, or mixtapes. We still use the term mixtape.
We use playlist.
Yeah, now we call them playlist.
Yeah, we call them playlist now. So really, what this is going to be, and it's going to be a recurring deal, and this is kind of, Brad, this was your idea, but...
Yes.
So really what this is like songs that we did uncut a few weeks ago. This is kind of that, plus whatever you want the crowd to hear.
Hasn't fit in one of the categories something like that.
Right. No, that's what I'm saying. It's kind of like the uncuts episode. But honestly, Brad, this was kind of your idea, so I think you should have to kick us off. You have to, because you took four picks today.
Choose wisely.
Set the tone, Bradley.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of how I want to start this.
Oh, boy.
You know, let's start with some energy. We're going to go with Pathfinder by Touche Amore. I think you guys will like it. It's a little more aggressive.
Dude, that was mad short. Yeah. I was short, not ready for that to end.
Point.
Well,
I wasn't even done looking them up on Spotify.
I mean, someone called that ample time.
Yeah, only a minute six.
Dude, I just followed them. It took me six Touche to find Amore. Them on Spotify. Follow them and then try and find the song. I was like,
yeah, that was fucking short. Dude,
I do wish the song was longer, but I love that song. It's really punch you in the mouth.
Yeah, it was
aggressive.
It was aggressive. Punk. It was aggressive. I enjoyed the drums.
Dude, it had a very law dispute vibe to it. And I'm absolutely here. Yeah, I was, as soon as I heard it screaming, I was like, dude, this is law dispute.
Very much
I love it.
Yeah.
I have.
Fuck yeah.
No idea what that means.
Dude, yeah. I'm pumped up from that, man. Holy shit.
Kind of would have fit our road trip episode, the high energy.
Well, I mean, it's a little short for a road
trip. Yeah, it's a little short.
Yeah, well, I mean,
yeah.
It's real short.
It was. But, I mean, it packed a punch.
Yeah.
Yeah, right? Good pick, Brad. I like that. That was good. Maybe put it on the way to the grocery store. Yeah.
We got time for two songs. Your 10-minute song and my 1-minute song.
I mean, speaking of 1 minute, do you know anything about the band? Or
this is like, I don't go into that much. There's only a few bands where I'm like, well, this is member one.
They
two,
only
three.
Have
this guy plays percussion. This guy plays the harmonica.
Dude, if you don't do some research, okay, dude. Like,
what? Hold on. What's with the fucking northern? Like, and this guy plays the saxophone, and then if you come over here,
and he's not your buddy, guy.
And he's not your guy, friend. Brad, what's with the fucking...
looks like they
Hold on. Brad, what is with the fucking accent, dude? Have you been watching, like, Fargo or some shit? That's what I've been watching.
What it is. We talked about that last week. Shorzy.
Oh, I'd be so good to you.
These guys only have 137,000 monthly listeners. And I say only, but, I mean, considering how kick-ass that song was, they deserve more?
Well, I mean, considering how many songs you could pack into an hour should be...
Their catalog's very strong, too.
Small, but but mighty.
This is probably one of the shorter songs. Most of their songs, I'd say, average around like 3 minutes, 3:20.
Okay, so they're not like full on punk all the time, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess that makes sense. All right. So I mentioned that I went to Aftershock recently, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, cool. And when I was there, I said there was a particular band that just had the best performance out of Korn, Slipknot, or not Slipknot, I didn't get to see Slipknot, out of Korn, Death Clock, Baby Metal, Sleep Token, like all amazing as expected. But there was this one band that came out and they were introduced by a DJ, I forget the name, off of Sirius XM. And they had Tupac in their intro music, and CC and I were like, who the fuck is this? We got to go see him.
Yeah.
And that was Fever 333. Love this band so far. And the song I'm going to play for them is their number one track, and it's called Swing.
$Wing.
Right. Yes. So here we go. Fever 333, Swing with the dollar sign. God damn. Dude, I love these guys. I've been listening to them like crazy while I'm like driving around. They're a 100% African American band. They actually got a new bass player. I can't remember her name.
The bass player is April K.
Oh shit! Damn, you were.
So looked it up. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks. I probably should have done that. Anyway, dude, she was fucking badass. The drummer. Holy shit.
Yeah, that song absolutely kicked ass.
Yeah.
And it looks like they've done some work with Travis Barker. Back in 2017.
They're off Roadrunner Records. Huh. So
okay.
That's Slipknot's up until recently. Yep. Yeah. So I mean that gave him a lot of exposure.
Yeah, that's badass, dude. Their Wikipedia is stacked with information.
Which is always nice.
Yeah, that's awesome. I'll definitely like check this out and listen to more of that, because that definitely kicked ass. That was fun.
Yeah, and actually, I mean, really, we had no intention on seeing these guys. And if Corey Taylor didn't hurt his knee, it would just...
love that.
A happy accident.
I'll call it a happy accident. I will say that I enjoy that Corey Taylor hurt his knee. I was actually really looking forward to seeing him, but like, after seeing these guys and...
You were super excited about it, but I mean, you got something out of it. You got something out of that experience.
Yeah, so, you know, it sucks that I didn't see Corey, but I'm not disappointed, right? Like that
nice,
that worked out
good.
But Moosh, you're up. Let's go.
And I'm gonna bring it down.
One in my pocket.
So again, we talked about mixtape. I talked about how I misread the situation here.
Yeah, you did.
Instructions unclear. Either way, the three songs that I did pick, I absolutely love and I think kick ass, and they're not Fever 333. Mm-hmm. It's not going to be Touche Amore.
yeah, that's because you probably put on a bunch of fucking like sad shit about the whole gray area. Are we broken up yet? Are we not broken? I don't know how you misunderstood the assignment, Moosh, but you know what? It's called The Cut, and that means you got to live with it.
I mean, if you tell me, hey, it's for a funeral. All right, cool. All the instructions were, hey, this week we're doing mixtape. And I was like, bet, I know what that means.
Yeah, but we
I
didn't
got you,
mention
fam.
Funeral.
And here I am, and the song I chose, which is the first song I thought of, was Mixtape by Brand New. And this song is definitely like this is a breakup song.
This is like High Fidelity.
It belongs on breakups. This is 2 weeks after Valentine's Day.
So you're pulling a High Fidelity, you know, John Cusack, Jack Black.
Yeah, absolutely.
You haven't seen that, have you?
I have, actually.
Really?
So I don't remember it, but I definitely have seen that. I've seen a lot of Jack Black's movies, so.
Oh, well, all right. I sit corrected, then. So, what is this? Mixtape by Brand New. Here we go.
I'll never apologize.
Apologize.
Song fucking kicks ass. I love that song so much.
Yeah, you know, it really wasn't bad. Like, why did you give me fucking Deja and Tindu?
I was saving it for this is a mixtape I wrote for you. I picked all these songs for you.
For me?
Evidently. We'll see.
So we're breaking up now? Is that what's happening?
Well,
Bradley.
Yeah, where do I go in all this?
Yeah, Brad. We're gonna need to Have you put your big boy pants on? All right. Moosh and I are talking. Earmuffs. Yeah. No, Bradley. Take your earmuffs off.
You're adopted.
Well, it's not like you haven't been through that before.
No, it didn't. Oh. That's the problem.
Oh, Mike, again?
God damn it.
Again?
I always forget.
Mike and Moosh are breaking up. Brad going with Mama Moosh.
It's time. You went to Grandma Moosh.
Actually, worth Brad. It.
Grandma Moosh.
I think so. Oh, man. Being adopted as a child is great. Being adopted as an adult, I don't.
Yeah.
Right?
That sounds.
Better late than never.
Yeah. Well, fuck. God damn it, Moosh. I blame you for your horrible fucking picks.
I'd be happy to change one of my picks for later.
You may have to, god damn it.
Yeah. I can change one of my picks for later because I didn't understand the assignment.
Yeah.
So I do have a backup. So when it's my turn again, I'll give you a it's never too late.
So we're going 3 days crazy.
Never too late to apologize.
Oh, okay, sorry. could have gone either fucking way there.
I got a $20 bill that no one's ever seen you without makeup.
What? The fuck are you talking about?
It literally was from the song we just listened to. Jesus. Fuck.
I don't fucking pay attention.
God damn it.
Just from that song.
I wasn't. Oh, hey, whose turn is it?
Yeah. It's Brad.
Yeah, segues.
It's mine. You know what? Let's sexy it up a little bit.
Uh-oh. It's time for the bro job.
This one is it is bro job potential, but it is not Hall and Oates levels.
Oh, so that's
And I'm gonna go with drug dealer.
Ooh, fucking drug dealer.
This song is sexy. Okay. It's fun. It's got a vintage feel to it. Madison off Hiding in Plain Sight.
Oh, yeah.
Silky. Smooth.
God damn.
Silky and smooth.
Silky.
Sounds like Mike Tyson. Silky and smooth.
Silky and smooth.
So super
dude,
silly.
I just love I was not expecting that at all.
Yeah, no, you wouldn't.
Where would you, like, if you had just heard that, where would you have assumed that came from? The 70s?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Or, I can't find anything. They must be, like, super underground because, like, the internet is, like, there's nothing on here.
It is. They don't even have a Wikipedia page.
No, and I got a lot of, like, different drug dealers out there.
Yeah, you're searching drug dealers.
All their wikis.
And you got to be careful. You're like, Google drug dealer near me.
Fuck.
It's hard. So Michael Collins is drug dealer, but I'm not sure if he's the singer. I think he's the producer.
Oh,
really?
I'm pretty sure because Sasha Wynn does most of the vocals. But he may too. It's everything I've read on him has been really hard to decipher who
it's
the
like
fuck is who.
So I found his Linktree drug dealer. He just played in Portland yesterday.
Holy shit.
What is going on?
God damn it. You could have had another drug dealer up there, Moosh.
It was just another guy standing on stage.
He's in San Francisco tomorrow. He's playing in San Francisco tomorrow and the 31st of October, so Halloween. Ah,
fuck. He's coming to my neck of the woods, but that's not enough notice.
Yeah.
Shit.
Then he's down in on November 1st, and then the Regent in L.A. on November 3rd.
Shit.
Spoiler for when this episode is being recorded.
Which will be after these dates, but I'm going to be in fucking Hawaii.
No. No one's going to Hawaii.
Shit. No. Well... maybe next time.
Oh, no, that'd be a killer show. His other band, Silk Roads, spelled R-H-O-D-E-S.
Silk Roads.
Silk Roads.
Silk Roads.
Is also very, very good.
That's how, I like Silk.
Silk.
Oh, silk. So silky.
So fucking
silky. Silky smooth.
Silky and smooth.
Jeez.
Oh, my God. All right. We got to move off the silkiness. and into the metal. All right? Because I'm talking about Aftershock again. I'm talking about Nathan Explosion.
Oh, and Pickles on the drums.
Yeah, we're talking about motherfucking Deathcore.
Pickles.
Pickles. Silky Pickles. All right. So I fucking saw these guys for the first time at Aftershock, and I got to play this banging fucking guitar riff.
Awaken. Dude. Take the power of my forsaken.
Rise. Awaken. Here we go. This is Awaken Death Clock. Fuck yeah.
Goddamn, dude. Rise. I have never wanted long hair in my life more than right now.
I still don't.
You know what I mean? Like, if I were to see them live, I would just be so beside myself because I didn't have long hair to just, like, whip around in the fucking headbang.
Just fucking slapping people with your locks and shit. Rise. Oh,
100%.
Yes.
Like, I'm low-key just bummed out because I don't have long hair.
Well,
I know all the members of that band.
Oh. Bradley's got some facts, finally.
Okay, I got you. William Murderface on the bass.
Murderface.
You got Pickles on the drums.
Pickles.
Nathan Explosion on vocals.
Rise.
Toki Wartooth. And on rhythm. And Swizgar. I can't pronounce his last name. Swizgar on the lead. love that band. I own every one of their albums. I buy them every time they come out. The newest album is fucking tits.
Dude, I fucking love it. I need to watch more Death Clock. And that's what I loved is, like, they some guy was walking around dressed up like the fucking clown, and he even had the insert.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. The fucking clown genitals are always funny. But one thing, on the way there, I did not know that Death Clock and like bat metal are the same thing, right? Hey, Brad, I think you mentioned this to me, but like, what the fuck is this?
Progressively getting darker and darker.
What the fuck is this? Dude, I'm surprised you were headbanging so much, Moosh, to be honest with you.
Oh, yeah. Dude, it was...
He starts twisting instead
Dude. There was like four or five different like types of headbanging to that song.
Yeah.
Because the rhythm changed and evolved and came back. And it was a whole like crazy cycle of different headbanging styles.
Fuck yeah.
And again, it was fine. But I'm just out here, you know, in my living room looking like Flea. Because Flea doesn't have any hair, but he always headbangs. So I'm just looking like my headphones are falling off. Like it's on.
You got a sock.
That's what he's got the sock for.
Yeah, exactly. He's got the fucking sock.
Well, from the chest up.
You know. Oh, wait, is anybody else wearing
Zoom
pants?
Zoom meeting, folks.
Yeah, Zoom meeting.
Nobody wears pants in Zoom meetings. We learned this.
Yeah. Yes, we have. 2020 taught us anything. But Moosh, it is your turn. Are you going to ruin this headbanging mood we're in?
Now, we can stick to the path that we were down. For my playlist, or I have an alternative.
Okay.
I have something that would be a pickup, and it's actually something that I've put on the show before, or a band that I put on the show before.
Well, No. Don't do it, because, dude, we're called The Cut, all right? It's what we do, and it is a mixtape. It's going to add variety.
I'm just saying I had the wrong...
No. Yes, you did. I know. But that happens all the time, and we can't correct every mistake you make.
God.
Sort yourself out, bud. Jesus.
Okay. Everything I have is slow and sad. So we're going to go ahead and play Sean Lennon, who is John Lennon's son, his younger son, because Julian was firstborn. This is Sean Lennon and Ono. Mm-hmm. Yoko Ono. And the song is off of his album Friendly Fire. It's called Parachute. Yeah, I love Sean Lennon.
Yeah,
I
was
liked
good.
That
I liked
a
it.
Lot more than I thought mm-hmm. I was going to.
Hey, I did a job.
So I looked it up while we were listening. It's not on Netflix like I thought it was. This is a show called Soundbreaking.
Oh.
It's on Apple. Yeah, I think it's an 8-part docuseries, but he's on there, and I forget the name of the engineer, but they're like going over his dad, John Lennon. Like, they're going over some of his masters and just...
Really?
Yeah, just, like, diving into his body of work.
Okay, check that out.
Yeah, and, like, I really enjoyed it because, like, he's got his own sound and everything, like the 2000s rock, but, like, his voice, he's got the, like, Lennon nasal.
The Lennon.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah, the Lennon nasal. That's what we call it in the industry. But, I mean, you could totally hear his dad in there, and I just think that's awesome.
Yeah, he's... Like, I wish he had more...
I feel like he should.
Music, man.
I like that a lot.
I agree.
Yeah. Like, he's done stuff. He's done a bunch of stuff and tribute, stuff like that, to his mom and dad. But it's just, I don't know. I wish there was more music. He's been a producer. Like, he started becoming a producer and working with, like, Lana Del Rey and some other notable bands. But
yeah. No, I would love to hear more from him, too. That shit was great.
He's done a lot of stuff, especially in the art world, because his mom's an artist, so he's big in, like, the like, physical art.
Wait, his mom?
World. In New York.
His mom? Yoko?
Yoko is his mom.
What?
That was Yoko's son.
Oh, I was thinking of the other kid. Oh, shit.
The fuck?
Yeah, no, I didn't even realize Yoko was an artist. You mean
art
not
is
vocals,
subjective.
Right?
Ah, there it is. I was really concerned. I was like, do you not know anything about Yoko Ono and John Lennon?
I know that after the Get Back documentary, she's actually not responsible for breaking up the Beatles, but otherwise, no, not really.
No, yeah, she's like an artist and likes like canvas art and paint and draw and stuff like that. The one thing that got John Lennon to actually even talk to Yoko Ono is John Lennon walked into an art gallery that Yoko Ono was like the main artist, and it was a blank white canvas painting, if you will, and all it said, like, from a typewriter print, it just said yes, and that was it, and that was all it was. And John Lennon was like, "I'm for this. Who did this? I love this person." And then they started hanging out more and more and fell in love with each other or whatever. And, you know, went on an album.
That's so strange.
This I love.
Yeah, it was just, all it was like, yeah, art is subjective, but it was a blank canvas, like an 8x10 or something. And it just said yes. And that was it. Like, it was.
I think objective.
Subjective. Subjective is where it's opinion based.
Yeah, but.
It's subjective to opinion.
I don't.
Yeah, that's exactly what art is.
Yeah, I know, but I think it's objective in this case.
Right. I mean, she definitely can't say.
Yeah, that's the objective part.
That's objective.
Yeah, that's too bad.
No, actually, some of her art is actually really just interesting and macabre and weird.
I'm pretty sure I've seen one of her sculptures. It was pretty neat.
Yeah, she does a lot of different things.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not in the art world. I'm not from New York. I've never been to New York. New York is like the art hub of states.
I'm not Oingo Gabloygian, but...
Who?
Famed art reviewer Oingo Gabloygian.
Oh, look at you! Brad knows things that we don't.
I know, he pulls it out once in a
Evidently,
while.
Evidently, Brad knows more than you.
Some of us have class.
Oh, for fun! And here
you
we
think
go.
I just sit here drinking PBR all day?
I dropped out. I'm sorry.
PBR, because nothing says class like Pabst Blue Ribbon. Brad, what the
Oingo
fuck?
Oingo Gabloygian.
It does no good for me to say I've never heard of it. I don't know shit about artists or art reviewers in that world. So,
but that would be my review.
For fuck's sake! Now he does reviews, everybody, on art.
That was me and
the
whole time we were in the museum. My wife took me to that museum in Seattle.
The music experience.
There's a lot of museums.
The music experience project.
Yeah, that place kicked ass. That's art.
Fuck, yes it is.
I got my picture taken with fucking everything that was cool.
With everything that was cool. That's Brad's fucking review.
They had
everything that was cool.
They had MF Doom's mask.
And if we take a look over here, everybody... You'll see everything that is cool.
If you change your voice a little bit more towards like a South Park thing.
Yeah. That's my
point. Okay. I was like, if you just adjust a little bit, it would definitely sound like this summer.
Rob Schneider is a stapler and Brad is a fucking art reviewer. This summer, go see Brad review Van Gogh's art exhibit. He calls it pretty neat.
Pretty neat.
Whose fucking turn is it? Jesus Christ.
Mine.
So of course it is.
Give us some art, Brad. Give us some art.
Yeah. Subject us to some art,
this
Brad.
This is subjective art.
Okay.
Pancico. I think that's how you say it.
That's how you say it.
Their whole story's really weird because this whole album was just put on here by someone who found it on Reddit or 4chan, one of those, in a bin somewhere in England. It's a half-damaged CD. And they didn't find the artist until and I think they posted it in like the 90s. They didn't find the artist until about 2020, I think.
And he was all like,
Dude, now you're coming with all the fucking facts. This
was interesting. That's what makes it so cool because like this song isn't how it was originally recorded. They had to rip it from a damaged CD and that's how it ended up on the internet. And everybody loved it. Well, not everybody. Everybody hasn't heard it, but
almost have a million monthly listeners.
Yeah. So this wasn't like intentional. This is like some guy's failed group. And someone else found the album at a garage sale somewhere in England, bought it, loved it, ripped it, put it on the internet.
And they just found the artist?
Just recently. And they're actually getting back together. Except they can't find their drummer because he disappeared.
Pancico, is it Japanese? You said Japan, right?
It sounds Japanese.
No, this is an English band.
What? I have so many questions.
Yeah, their Wikipedia is wild.
Dude, everything I'm seeing on Spotify is all like anime characters and stuff.
It's not metal either.
Brad calls it interesting.
I would categorize it in abstract. This group that I have of music that I like, and it's called Scaring the Hose music. Like if you're having a party and you put one of these albums on,
oh, Jesus.
It's just your party now.
Oh, those hoes ain't loyal.
Scaring the hose.
I have a whole playlist dedicated to just scaring the hose.
Of course you do.
Hey, there's too many people here. I'm gonna put this on and that'll clear everyone out.
I want to get married again just so I can have you as a DJ just to watch the world burn. Like,
and if you enjoyed Creed, here's Infant Annihilator by
I just brought breakup songs for some reason. I'm sorry, guys.
But to clarify, by hose, you mean...
I mean everybody.
All right. Yeah, I thought so.
No, specifically garden tools.
Oh.
That's it.
Yeah, fuck them.
Get them out.
Get them out. There's nothing worse than a fucking slutty garden tool.
Yeah. No.
All right. Let's hear it. This is Pacheco. And the song is called... It's called death metal, but it's not metal. Here we go.
Audience, I don't like to break the fourth wall very often, but now I'm the only one here.
Dude, that was way more relaxing given the name of the...
It's so chill.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. I was like, I can get behind this.
Because it was out for so long with no one to tie it to, it has so many remixes to all of it. I think their debut album just came out 2021 when they finally figured out that people knew who they were. They didn't know they were famous. What
the? That's bonkers.
So fucking, bonkers.
The remixes kick ass.
Dude, but the story is so fucking... I mean, you vetted the story, right?
I mean, it is 4chan, so it could be a bunch of fucking bullshit, but it was successful advertisement at that point.
Yeah, I guess you're right. But speaking of a bunch of fucking bullshit, as you put it, you got some explaining to do, sir.
What did I do?
I was trying to text Moose or show him, but I couldn't. So Linda's here, right? Yeah. So I'm not sure if, you know, Linda hasn't been here in a while. It's been a long time, and I don't know if you've been on an episode when Linda is present, but we call Linda our associate producer. And one of the things that she does is try to catch us on bullshit if we say it.
Oh, okay. I know what's going on.
She's our fact check.
Yeah.
This I love.
So, Bradley, I had Linda look this name up, and it was funny because even though she looked him up and saw a picture of this person, I ain't going to try to say his name, she didn't even know who it was, and I look at it. And it's a fucking picture of Danny DeVito from Always Sunny in Philadelphia. You gaslighting motherfucker.
That's my favorite character in the show. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
How did I not?
Dude, I mean, don't feel bad, Moosh. I didn't either. And I don't think I've made it that far in the show.
It had me going 100%. Yeah. I was like, really? That checks out.
We should have fucking known.
Sounds like an art reviewer.
I don't know any art reviewers. It's not my.
We're all air conditioners.
What the fuck?
Conditioning the air? You need to watch more episodes. At least watch that episode.
No. I will wait.
I watch every episode, and I've rewatched it like 6 times.
Yeah,
I would love to watch that show again. I only watched like the first season, but I would love to get back into it.
I think I've made it to like seasons like 3 or 4. But like, what's hilarious is if this didn't happen, if you would have chose any other day that Linda wasn't here, it could have been like 2 or 3 fucking years from now, and I'm watching that fucking episode, and I'm like, what is the name?
So wait, so
yeah,
going back,
I forgot I even was gaslighting you for a second.
You're such a dick. You pull off such a brilliant fucking gaslight, and then you just forget that quickly?
Watch that episode.
No, I'm going to wait and work my way up.
Motherfucker.
Yeah, this is my punishment for you, you dick.
This motherfucker
right here. I cannot fucking. You've gaslit before, haven't you?
So Panchico, though, that story's true.
No.
I'm not gaslighting you on that.
Bullshit. I don't believe a fucking word.
No, I can't trust anything.
No.
I would not make something up because you guys simply ribbed me for not knowing enough about Touche Amour.
No, fuck yourself. This is what happens. See, Moosh and I break up, and you know what? Neither one of us want custody now.
I'm just saying.
You're going to go live with your dad.
Aw, boo.
That's not fair.
I know it's not fair. Life isn't fair, son.
Oh, I'm so lost.
Well, thank you.
God damn it.
Yeah, God damn it. Well, thanks for the help with the segue there, Moosh. So, Lost is my next track because I feel like we put a ban on Linkin Park and stuff, and we lifted some bans, and this time Linkin Park came back.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So we're gonna bring Linkin Park back to the show with a very special song with a crazy story, not as crazy as the one that I still don't believe that Brad just told, but this is Lost, which is so fucking cool that this was made during the Meteora days.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, kicks ass. I love that like,
it felt like it was always there, and I just missed it.
Yeah, it does.
It totally does. And
how did I miss this track? Yeah. How did they miss that?
Because they didn't fucking release it. And the reason that they didn't release the track was because they knew that Numb was going to be, like, the major hit. And they had a few. There was, you know, Breaking the Habit was on that album. But they felt like this song and Numb would overshadow one another. So here is Lost. For Chester.
Yeah. I miss Chester.
Don't we all?
The world's a little more empty.
Dude, he died in 2017.
Yeah.
That blows my mind.
Right?
It feels like it happened this year, and I'm still mourning about it.
You know, we were talking about deep dives.
Yep.
You know, Chester's my second favorite singer, but we haven't done Chris Cornell.
No, that
would be fun.
That's right? It's got to be coming up.
Yeah.
That needs to happen.
And, you know, we'll do it like we've done the previous ones. We'll have some facts and stuff in there, but maybe we'll get a special guest. I am working on something, but like a stone.
Yeah, I was just listening to Songbook the other day,
like
too.
A stone fucking Songbook, dude.
I mean, how do you not? It's always just like, it's just kind of there. Like my kids asked me a question. I was like, oh, what you say? And I just like turned it up and I just like, this is Songbook. And they're like, what song is this? And I was like,
you didn't raise them right, dude.
Oh, I know what it was. We were watching Goosebumps. I told you I've been watching that Goosebumps series, and they come out with an episode every week. And the latest episode, at the end of the episode, they play Black Hole Sun by Soundgarden. And he was like, what song is this? And I was like, this song kicks ass. Why are you asking me these questions? Have I failed you as a father? Yes. And the answer is yes.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. So I totally redeemed myself by playing all of Songbook while my children sat there and like, okay, this is boring. We want to go play other things now, because you know.
Yeah. What? Well, look, I don't want to not, you know.
Yeah.
Give a little attention to Lost, right? It's, dude, just the way those vocals sound, and the fact that their shit is so fucking timeless, right? I mean.
Yeah.
But you know, we do have some other deep dives coming up. I mean, Moosh, eventually. We keep having to push it for other stuff and guests and everything, but Incubus, we got to do.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we got to do a fucking deep dive into Incubus. And I'm going to have to let you lead on that shit, because I love Incubus, but you're.
Well, dude, I just saw Brandon Boyd on a podcast thing recently. I sent you a link. I can't remember what it was on now, but. Talk about it, I should have had something prepared for it. But yeah, I will definitely do more research about Brandon Boyd. But he just did a podcast recently, and I watched it, and it was really good. They just kind of hung out.
That's awesome. That's what we do.
So maybe, I don't know if I can find the right avenues, I'll just shoot him a message. Hey, man, come on my podcast, Brandon Boyd.
Yeah.
Let's grab some beers.
Yeah, let's grab some beers and go for a drive. You want to go for a drive, Brandon?
Yes.
Fucking Brad.
Oh, shit.
Whose turn is it?
I think I am, because Brad closes us out.
Ah, right.
So, an artist that I have loved forever, a long, long time since the early 2000s, is a band called The Arcade Fire. They have so many great, interesting tracks. The album that I'm choosing this song from is called The Funeral, or Funeral. And it's a concept album, and you can play the full album, you know, front to back as a concept album would, and it just kind of, it all flows together. It's just movements of the same concept, you know, of a funeral. It's so good. And this is one of the first tracks on the album called Neighborhood Number One. There's multiple, Tunnels. And this track, I just play the track. I love it. Oh, yeah, I love that song. And fun fact, guys, we talked about Canada quite a lot on this show so far at the Arcade Fire from Montreal.
Really?
Yes.
Well, I mean, the only reason is because Brad and his fucking Shorzy accent. But I really enjoyed that. I've never really... Yeah. Done a deep dive into Arcade Fire or anything, but there was something about it that reminded me of like Slow Cooked Bears, like Space Odyssey bit. Maybe I don't know if it was like the overall sound. I think it had to do with the guitar tone, but it was very.
Yeah. So I think I mentioned that when we had the Slow Cooked Bears on, I was like, dude, you kind of have like an Arcade Fire vibe. And then I had like, I said, Band of Horses. Like there's a couple of like mid 2000s, bands that had come out, like indie bands that, the Slow Cooked Bears reminded me of, and I was absolutely for it. Yeah. Or maybe it was, you know what I did? I mentioned it back when we had Rich on the show, because that's when we didn't know the Slow Cooked Bears back then, and he played them. I was like, dude, I love this. It reminds me of the Arcade Fire.
I think you're right.
Yeah, that was ages ago.
It was about a year ago. It's about time to get Rich back on, and I know Slow Cooked Bears are doing something, but you're right. It was with Rich. He played We'll Never Be Apart by the Slow Cooked Bears. Yeah. But... No, I really enjoyed that. It had the similar feel. I love that.
I would love to have this on vinyl. Like, this is one of my favorite albums by them. They've got a couple that I've just really loved. there's this album. They have Suburbs, which was their 2010 album that came out. Absolutely wicked. I love it. It's just they just have a sound and a vibe that just I click with.
I know. So, I've
been listening to them for about 15, 16 years.
Shit.
If not longer than 20 years now. Holy shit, 20 years? God damn.
Yeah. Getting old.
Yeah. What he said.
They do have some newer stuff. They have a 2022 album called We. That one's pretty good.
We.
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 Wicked We. Wicked We.
God damn it.
Yeah. Well, so Moose, I mean, you just completed your picks and you were kind of worried because you totally misunderstood the assignment, but it led to the diverse playlist.
Yeah.
Right. That we strive to put together on every fucking episode. Like, I mean, brand new Fever 333, Touche Amore. Like, I don't even know who these are. I mean, we put a pretty cool fucking mixtape together.
Panchico and Deathlock and.
Yeah.
Brand new Linkin Park.
Dude.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, none of this is going to be on someone's cohesive playlist.
Definitely not cohesive.
No, we are eclectic.
We are no-hesive, right? No-hesive.
I don't even speak English.
No, not me. I'm bullshitting 90% of the time.
Wait, hold on. 90% of the time?
That's not the first time I've done that either.
Brad, are you fucking...
Oh, for fuck's
sake. God damn it, dude.
I've done it almost probably every episode.
How many shallouts are in this?
I've had to pull something out of my ass.
Fucking, how many shallouts are in this God fucking thing? Really? Oh, God, you son of a bitch. Okay, hold on. I can think of one time you tried to gaslight us. I can't remember what it was about, but...
No, I got caught one other time.
God damn it.
Look, it's only illegal if you get caught, right?
Yeah. Right. Possession is 9/10.
My number one rule, don't break the rules, but certainly don't get caught breaking the rules.
Well, you got caught today.
I always say when I say goodbye to someone, I say, hey, be good or be good at it.
Sound advice. Wait, so you've done this before?
Yeah, sure.
I feel like, so now you're going to tell me you've been gaslighting and you actually know how to use verbiage and punctuation?
I don't follow your fucking rules.
Okay, there it is.
Brad, do you use commas?
Condoms?
No.
He doesn't use condoms.
No.
Everything I do is in a long run-on sentence.
So, like, if you're going to help your uncle jack off a
with
horse...
With way too many LOLs in between.
Where would you put the comma in, I need to help my uncle jack off a horse?
Probably wherever the towel is.
Leave the condom by the towel.
Oh, you said comma.
God damn it. Yes.
Well,
Brad.
Something that needed a towel.
Jesus Christ.
Your Uncle Jack.
And a horse.
He's on a horse. He needs to get off a horse. You need to help your Uncle Jack off a horse. That's where you put the comma after Jack.
It's an equestrian work is hard work.
He can't spell it, though.
I don't know what your Uncle Jack does.
Now you do.
That may be his job. Breeding is very, very important in equestrian
work. It is time for bed. What's the last track?
Yeah, what is it? We got to move the fuck on. Jeez. Fuck.
I got the Sonic Youth, who I almost put on bass because I love Kim. She kicks ass.
Wait, where's the comma? What?
Wherever you would put it.
Where the towel is.
I think this is their second album, Goo. It's cool thing.
Fucking course it's called Goo.
Yeah. it's coming around.
It's full circle. Full fucking circle. What the fuck is
cool
this?
Thing.
Cool
thing.
We're playing Cool Thing by Sonic Youth off the Goo album.
Hell
fucking
yeah.
Love Sonic Youth.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was awesome.
It's a perfect entry level to... Noise rock.
Yeah, it's punk for sure.
And Kim Gordon can fucking play the shit. Yeah. I thought you were song for a second.
Yeah, I fucking heard that shit. I was looking around.
No, I kept looking up and like I was expecting you to be talking into the mic, you know, like you're you know what time it is, kind of thing. And I was all like,
I think I,
well, it's a bit, it's like an octave too high.
Yeah, a little bit.
I don't do impressions.
You know what time it is.
There it is.
You know, shout out to the TikTok guy.
It's like, I've listened to this song a million times, but it's different when you're in the same
room.
It's like when you're listening to a song and then like on TikTok and somebody goes, hey, I'm going to ruin this song. And they just put a picture of like Zoidberg. And you're just like, oh, yeah. Fuck. Yeah, well, this song's ruined because now I just think it's Zoidberg singing.
Yeah, the fucking White Room by Cream with fucking Herbert the Pervert. Turn over.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Get your bad ass back here.
Where's the... Hey, Chris.
Hey, Chris.
I can't do the whistle. Oh, man. I could get up there and fucking pitch, but I can't do the goddamn whistle. I don't know. But, you know, we've talked about your mouth, Moose. You do special things. Yeah. Yeah. But that's so fucking weird, dude.
No, it feels that way. But if you just, like, you realize that it's the original track, they just put a picture of somebody.
That's all it takes.
And you're like, oh, wow, that does kind of sound like them. And so having your face on Zoom while listening to this, it was like, is that Mike ad-libbing? Was he in Sonic Youth? How old is this guy?
I feel as old as I feel, surprisingly, not old enough, thankfully. All right. Well, hey, this has been our first mixtape. We've kind of done...
We had Mr. DJ, which we did a while back.
It's just a real freestyle. We pick some music we've been listening to, or we haven't found a way to put this music on with categories.
Exactly. And hopefully now Moosh understands what the fuck we're doing here. So that's exactly it. It's just whatever the fuck we feel like playing. And if we want to treat it like an uncut where something made the short list, but not the actual cut for an episode, now we can put it on.
Yep. Circumcised.
Apologize for the circumcised. All right. Be sure to hit us up on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube at the Cut Music One for everything else, thecutmusic.com. And be sure to head over to thecutmusic.com/shop to get yourself some cut merch, as well as Mental Health is Mental Health, where we donate all proceeds to help those that are dealing with those challenges. And leave us a rating. Communicate with us. If you leave us a rating, it really helps the show. Thanks again to Skillshare for sponsoring this episode. And we have been your hosts, Mike and
the Moo.
And Brad. See you next week.